Hello, I'm Josh, producer of MDX Unplugged. Today we're joined by Paul Downs, working with getting university students racing with obstacle courses in the UAE. We talk competition, how you can get involved, and our favourite sports movies. Enjoy!
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. This is what, episode 18, 17, 19?
I don't know, because I've been too busy coaching, so yeah, we're not so sure exactly
episode. Yeah, maths has not been our
strength. But this is a quick episode, it'll be uploaded in few days, so very quick.
I don't think they're going to even know that. Okay. They're just going to see a new one come up, but yeah. So, hello everyone, welcome back to another episode. My name is Thanura, and I am joined by my co-host, Coach Farhan.
I'm alive, guys.
How's the season been going, my friend?
We're cooking. We're not cooked, we're cooking. So all right. It's okay.
So today's episode, we're going in a bit of a different direction, but trust me, it's one to watch out for, especially for any of our athletes out there. And if you have left this video, trust me, you're probably going to be missing out on a lot of very important information.
Especially for sports directors, because they're very confused what's going on.
It's time for us to clear out the field, lay down the lay of the law. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, today we're joined by a different guest, but I believe someone you guys will find very interesting. He is currently the project manager working with Arabian Warrior and working to deliver to the UAE schools and UAE Uni Games an OCR competition. Let's give a round of applause for Paul Downs.
Thanks, Bella. Thank you very much.
I hope I didn't butcher that up.
No, that was pretty good. That was very impressive, actually. Good introduction, gents.
Thanura is more of like our favorite MC. He can introduce all of them. But yes, tell me. Tell us more about yourself, if you want to.
Okay. So I'm working with Arabian Warrior, and we are the delivery partner for obstacle course racing for the UAE University Games, and we're also doing it for the UAE School Games. So for the UAE University Games, it's going to be the fourth sport introduced this year. Obviously, I think you had basketball, volleyball and football last year. So we are the fourth sport that's been brought in. And we're really, really excited to try to get as many university students on board as possible.
Fair enough.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes.
So what makes this different? So what makes OCR different from like the other sports?
OCR, what makes OCR different is it's basic for everyone. So like obstacle course racing, obviously there is a bit of running involved, there is a bit of endurance. The event for university students is going to be a 5K with normally around 10 to 12 obstacles in it. But what makes it different is it's for everyone. So, you know, on your own students here in this university, I know, let's say you have a lot in student accommodation, for example. Some of these would be student athletes. Some of them are just here to, you know, partake in their studies. The beauty of this is that everyone can take part in this together. You have as your top athletes who might be going for the best time. Then you might just have people who want to take part with their university friends, build that university culture and do it together. So that's why I think we're different. You might have your top athletes who play football. For us, we have everyone involved. So there's that mass participation element that I think is obviously our unique selling point, let's say.
Fair enough. So so it's quite interesting. So you say it's for everyone. So what's the... Obviously, you did get like it's for everyone. It has fitness, endurance, and you get all the top athletes from different sports can join in this. But what's the mantra? Like, how does it work together? Like, how does it work?
How does it work together? So it could work in a number of different ways. So if you have, let's say, your students who are on campus, they're in one particular dorm, you could have a team where they're celebrating their dorm, their team going against. You could have your basketball team, oh, we want to go do it together, complete it together. They might go against the football team. You might have your athletics. Obviously, you're a big man for athletics. And you might have those guys competing to try to get the best time possible. And then also you're competing against other universities. So, you know, you want to have the bragging rights basically when you meet up with your other sports coordinators. And obviously it's the newest sport introduced, so why not try be the best and have the biggest participation with that as well?
Absolutely, makes sense. Because, yeah, I think what he says absolutely makes sense with all the bragging rights with some different sports. I feel like this OCR thing would test who is actually like the best athlete in terms of, because everything is involved. There is endurance, speed, pushing, pulling, there's so many things.
It's a combination challenge.
It's more of a combination. It's not just like, okay, if you're good at one kind of a skill, it has everything involved and kind of tests, okay, are you the fittest athlete kind of a thing? You could market it like that maybe, but it's quite interesting, I would say. But speaking of which, I know loads of sports directors in every university is very confused, like, are there any new sports? But tell me, how did you bring this idea to the UA University Games, even though it's second edition?
Okay, so we've been working closely with the Ministry of Sport and the UAE Schools and University Sports Federation. Sheikh Suhail, he's the main event in there. He's getting a round of applause.
Perfect time. Full
exactly. I think he planned that. But they've been extremely supportive in what we're trying to do. Because we're mass participation, because we're trying to get students exercise, and not just your top tier students, not just your complete athletes, but everyone, they've been extremely supportive. So when we said we wanted to create a championship, we being the company we're part of, they were extremely supportive of this. And from then it's just developed into, originally the students were going to be charged, but then now the students are not going to be charged to take part in the event. That's the support that we've got. And
you can never say no to free.
You can never say no to a free event. And like, you're in university. You're supposed to try different things. You're supposed to try new things. And again, that's just something else that we bring.
So how important was it for you guys that when you were bringing this up to the ministry to keep it an open community style competition rather than just, you know, like just direct 1v1? How important was that factor?
I would say it was... Like I would say that's exactly why we got the support from the ministry. You know, we are for everyone. And, you know, there's not just university heats, let's just say. The heats are open to everyone. So, you know, we have sponsors at the event, the University UAE Games, they have sponsors at the event. There's corporates at the event. So it opens up so many possibilities to university students to, you know, like... They could potentially meet someone from a corporate company when they're doing. They could get an internship there. Like, there's so many different possibilities from just going to these events that are for everyone.
Yeah, I think especially nowadays, like if we just look outside of just, you know, the sports side of things, students are now slowly starting to realize, like, yeah, you don't have to go wearing a suit to like a networking event.
Yeah,
you can even meet some of the most powerful people, some of the most well-connected people at something like an event, like an obstacle course.
Oh, 100%. And again, it's just getting yourself out there, trying new things. And you might like it, you might not like it, you will like obstacle course racing. But what I'm saying is try something new. And the more times you try something new, the easier it becomes to try something new, put yourself out there, and, you know, it just becomes easier.
And being in uni, this is like the best place to do it. Let's be
absolutely, yeah. So now we have a slight of an idea of obstacle course racing. It's happening in UA Uni Games, Ford Sports. So how's the structure going to be like? Because since there's so many styles, even in Arabian Warrior itself, with like styles, categories and whatnot. So how is it going to play out for the university championship at least?
Good question. Okay, so we have four events that we're doing with the UAE University Games.
Okay.
The first event is coming up in November 15th in Festival City in Dubai. The next event after that is in Sharjah on the 17th of January. The event after that is Abu Dhabi on the 31st of January. And then the grand finale is in Ras Al Khaimah on April the 11th. All of these take place on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So basically what's going to happen is when the students register, we have all obviously their registration details. The top five performing students in both male and female categories will be invited to the end of year grand finale where, as I said, the top five from Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Sharjah, they will all compete for the university championship in Ras Al Khaimah.
Fair enough. So it's more of like a league structure for the first three matches, I'm assuming, or like the first three events?
They're basically qualifying events.
Okay.
And then, as I said, the top performing athletes at those regional events get to take part in the grand finale in Ras Al Khaimah.
So how does it work? So, okay. So I think for the football, basketball, volleyball, there's like regional, like your central region, eastern region. Does that same apply here or the Emirates going to come together?
It's done via regions, exactly. So okay. Abu Dhabi is Abu Dhabi. Dubai is obviously Dubai, then Sharjah is Sharjah in the Northern Emirates.
Okay.
So that
okay.
encompasses all the rest.
So, so they will compete for all the three events, I'm assuming, as well?
Honestly, it's open to everyone. So your Dubai students here in Middlesex, you guys can compete in the Abu Dhabi tournament as well. So you might have people who might not be available in a couple of weeks' time for the Dubai event. They can, they're more than welcome to compete in Abu Dhabi, and they're more than welcome to compete in Sharjah as well.
And the criteria, I'm assuming, is the timing, if I'm not mistaken,
exactly.
the top five. So you're going to, from all the three matches, you're going to look, okay, what is the fastest timings? And they're going to do overall five, isn't it?
That is correct. So every student who takes part will receive a timing chip that they'll attach to their shoe. They go through the event. It's, as soon as they go through the starting line, the chip goes off. And as soon as they come through the finish line, obviously the chip goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I forgot to you off. So necessarily you don't have to compete all the three matches. It's like you perform one, you have the best timing, and then if by the end of third match, and then you're going to look at the scorecard. Is it something like that? Or
From Dubai, the top five from Dubai will be sent.
So it's top five from each region.
From
so
each region,
basically
exactly.
around 15 gents and 15 women will be competing at the very end.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. No, what I'll say this right now. Immediately, one of my favorite things about this, and you know this argument for me, I've had proper beef as a when I was a student about competitions, is sometimes for some reason, certain competition events in the UAE, they nicely decide to set it during exam periods and stuff. You know, at least now there's an option. Like, okay, I have an assignment due Monday. Oh, I can't do it in. Okay, I can go to the next one over here. It's a little bit more of a drive, but I can get there.
Exactly. So there is that flexibility about it. Even on event day, students aren't forced to come, let's say, at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. They can take part at whatever time of the day suits them. And you can do that as a university yourself. You could say, okay, let's try get the maximum amount from our students. Let's all try go at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 11 o'clock, whatever time specifically suits you guys. When you send out that information to your students, we want to get as many Middlesex students involved from 2 o'clock. Let's all go for the heats around that time.
Yeah, okay. So there's no like specific timing for university jobs.
No.
So just like all the other categories, you have multiple start times, and then you're going to calculate whenever it's done. Right?
Exactly. Whenever it's I'll have the results when you guys register. Part of the university championship, it just tags, and then we can do the filtering after that. Simple.
Fair enough.
That too is a very respectful time of the day as well. Like, it's not happening. If it's happening in September, though, some comps, at least this one's happening in November.
Exactly. Like, it's happening in November. Like, we know the weather is starting to change a bit now.
Mm-hmm.
November, the weather is good. January, the weather is good. So even if you're doing it at a hot enough time of the day, it's still not too bad.
Yeah.
Another technical question is like, okay, your athlete performs in November, like the Dubai one. Then you say, okay, I could do better. Then you go for the next one. So did the timing of the best one counts or the first one counts?
The best one counts.
The best one counts. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So students do have multiple chances if they want to keep trying to get better.
They have multiple chances if they want to, indeed. Yeah.
Okay, that's quite interesting. Because it's going to be quite interesting because it's something new to the whole university scene over here. So what kind of obstacles they can expect from just being the 5K? Like, I'm assuming that's what the distance the students are going to look forward to.
That's what they're going to be looking at. Yeah,
just confirm me, 5K with obstacles.
Yes, so 5K running with obstacles.
Okay, I'm signing out right now. I was fully invested, 5K with obstacles. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a number of different obstacles. There's normally for the 5K, there'd be about 10 to 12 obstacles. There's some water-based obstacles, for example, where there might be a tunnel and you go through the water and you're holding onto the fence, dragging yourself through. You're not submerged in the water, but you drag yourself through. There's obstacles that you climb over, crawl under. And then there's some obstacles. There's one called Sinbad where you're on top of...
Wait, Sinbad?
Sinbad,
like,
yeah.
Like
exactly, yeah. Where you might be on top of a platform, basically. You jump into the water and you quickly go across. Some people are more comfortable with obstacles than other. You know, you won't get a chance to win the university games if you skip an obstacle, but there is always that option of skipping an obstacle.
So if you skip an obstacle, is there, what's the penalty? Like, do you...
You have to go through the obstacle to...
Oh, so if you just skip, that means your time is now invalidated.
Exactly. Correct.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming there'll be people or like
there's
officials.
People on, wait, yeah,
look,
exactly.
Okay, good.
Every
good.
Single sports director listening, including Coach Farhan, is just thinking, okay, now what's the training tactic going to be for the next 4 weeks? Yeah, because today's the 16th. That means the first one is in 4 weeks, isn't it?
In a month.
The 15th of November. November, yeah. So it's not too far away. Not too far away.
All right, guys, get ready for training session on Monday.
So how are you planning to build a community with the whole OCR? Like, are you planning on some events to launch it, some activations? How is it going to go by?
There's a number of different things that we're like, the beauty, as I said, is it's for everyone. So building community, obviously, in engaging with universities directly. Mm-hmm. I think you cannot underestimate the importance of those personal relationships. So that's one that we're engaging with our local community. So anyone, let's say university students who are interested in, you know, training for this, we do have a number of community partners who would always welcome new members to, you know, practice, you know, the different aspects of OCR. They're always accepting people. And then just into the universities themselves, trying to get them to buy in that university versus university mantra. So that's essentially how we're trying to build community and then just making people aware of it. Do you know, look at the popularity of HYROX over the last number of years.
Yeah.
Because it's accessible for everyone. And, you know, it is tough, don't get me wrong, I've done one before. but what we do, you can't underestimate the fun aspect of it. Do you know, HYROX is tough. When you're getting through it, it doesn't feel that fun. When you're climbing over an obstacle or you're helping your friend or you're, you know, just doing it together, you can't underestimate that aspect of it.
Exactly why I prefer to watch it than actually do it.
So even as a coach, I pretty much like, I've not done this in a competitive format. I've done it like more of like, you know, a fun like team gathering kind of thing with various events over the years with this kind of obstacle course thing. And the one thing I kind of found out is more of a teamwork and community building on its own. But with this OCR thing, since it's individual, do that teamwork come into play or is like every man or woman for themselves? How does that play by?
Good question. Very good question. Yeah. Okay, so ultimately down the line, I would like to create teams.
Okay.
Because it's the first year in operation, the big aspect for us is participation. Get people hooked, get people involved. But there is still that team element of it, which Sheikh Suhail spoke in a press conference the other day regarding like when you're getting over a obstacle like anti-gravity, you know, sometimes you have to pull yourself over something. You know, if you're up there first, Farhan, I might be like, help me up, give me a hand, and you're getting over together if you're from the same university. Ultimately, down the stretch, down the last kilometer, you might try to sprint away from each other.
Yeah.
But up till that point,
you can help each other
and, you know, you're pushing each other on together if you're part of the same university, same community.
What about sabotaging?
Sabotage is a question.
What about sabotage?
As a gamer,
I want to ask.
There is a strict no sabotage policy in place. No, ultimately, like we want people to be working together and the general sport camaraderie aspect of it. You know?
Yeah, because that's my next question everyone's going to ask. This is like because again, most corporate companies or like even universities, they kind of go and just to have like a fun kind of a thing, but that's not a competitive manner. And there are obstacles where you might need a hand or you may not need a hand at all. So that's why I was quite curious. Like, how does it work in a competition kind of an environment? It's an individual thing. That's another question I want to ask. Is there going to be like a team option over here? Or is it like a future plan kind of a thing?
That is a future plan, 100%. As I said, year one, and it's something we've discussed it at length in my organization, and it's something we've discussed with the UAE University Games. We would like to have teams at some point, but year one, individuals who can obviously help each other when they're going through it. But it is in the pipeline. It's something that we are looking
at. Yeah, because once this was announced, I was quite interested. Okay, it's going to be a team thing or an individual thing? So we got to work with strength and weaknesses and whatnot. It's going to be quite interesting to see how it's going to turn out. Are they going to betray their own teammates for the win or who not?
I may be graduate, but I know a few guys and girls from all universities in this country. No.
So some people have an idea what it is, but how would you convince other universities to take part? Because is it like where it's going to be very competitive? It's going to be much fun in games. Or how do you going to sell? How are you going to pitch this? Okay, if they're unsure, okay, I'm not so sure if you want to participate in this, but you want to make sure okay every university takes part. So how do you sell that to them, to sports directors mainly?
Okay, so firstly, part of your UAE University Games, there's only four official sports. Mm. You don't have one for the mass population of your university. Mm. This is a way to engage your whole community. You know, you have your top football athletes, you've got your top volleyball athletes, but how many of the regular people in your university who come in here day in, day out, get an opportunity to take part in something like
this? Like,
not
just
the
ones that compete, but like the ones that come because they want to learn the sport as well.
Exactly. Or even just your general school population who come in who, you know, might be looking for opportunities to make friends, who might be looking for the opportunities to engage in the university in a different way that they've never had before. We provide that opportunity. And again, you know, I was in university in Ireland and we used to have loads of these type of events there, and it was great for university culture. Competing against other universities and just, again, the enjoyment factor. I think if you get people involved, which I do believe you will get people involved for Dubai and for Abu Dhabi and for Sharjah, they will really enjoy it and they'll make friends from this that they might not have had before. And, you know, they might start to enjoy university a bit more. Not that they don't, but when you have friends and when you have people there, things do tend to be a lot more enjoyable.
No, totally, because I mean, we've spoken about this a lot as students and even now working at the universities. Like, university culture in the UAE is still growing. Like, there's still so much area. Like, when you think about university culture in so many other parts of the world, you got like the sports, you got like the games, you got like the clubs, you got everything like that. But here, it's still specific things to focus on. Oh, it's more academic based, it's slowly growing in the social side. This easily has to be like the best way to grow that social side into an even bigger bubble. That too, you have a chance of becoming a champion. So
exactly,
can't say no to that.
And obviously it is individual, but there is, if everyone's doing it together, there's that team camaraderie. And you can't, like, if you could bottle that feeling when everyone if you could bottle that feeling when everyone completes something together or wins together, you'd be a millionaire. And again, that's just an opportunity we provide everyone doing it together.
Makes sense. Fair enough. So I know loads of people, like, not loads, but more like sports are scratching their heads. But what's been the feedback? Like, so we know the Ministry of Sports is very on board with this. They love the idea. But how has been like the university reception so far? And I'm sure the schools are definitely very into this thing. But how about the universities over here?
So a number of the different sports directors that I've been in touch with are very keen.
Okay.
Again, like, more sport for a sports director in a university, they're like magnificent. So they have been keen for, let's say, from the Arabian Warrior point of view, because we're the delivery partner, we're not going to be, let's say, communicating directly with the universities. That's going to come from the UAE University Games. So they're going to be sending out information, I imagine, the next week or so. They're going to be sending out information in the next week or so.
Next week, Farhan will update his calendar.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. It's been there. It's on my calendar. Yeah, we're going to make sure
I'm definitely showing up for whenever you guys are competing. I'm saying that much.
The university is really relying on my team, so we'll have to see. Will we win? I don't know, but yes, we will definitely
I'll just say this. I'm a man that loves to manifest, and I will manifest Middlesex winning.
For the university staff, actually, one thing I should actually say, for all university students who do take part, they need to bring their university ID.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. And for university staff who want to take part as well, it's only 100 dirhams.
Yep, sold.
Normally, it's
first purchase right here.
Perfect.
Feed us.
Exactly. But it's normally 200 plus. But for university staff, we're doing a special discount.
Absolutely. I think there should be some staff for like.
Oh, no, we both know a lot of staff here. That
team building, 100%.
Yeah, team building is a very team building corporate thing. So it should be okay. I think university.
Josh, I think we can borrow the company card for this, right?
Yeah. So how do you feel like? Well, how do you see this happening if the first one goes well? Like, do you see it evolving? Do you see, like, what are your plans for this?
I think, obviously, we're going to be working closely with the UAE University Games, who are growing. As the support we've got from Sheikh Suhail and the Ministry of Sport, the UAE School and University Sports Federation, the support we've got has been phenomenal. They are very keen for the UAE to continue its journey on becoming a sporting hub. Like, you see how active people are in the UAE anyway, particularly, let's say, obviously you're quite young adults, so I'm a small bit older, but like all of my friends are massively active in some form, whether they're playing team sports, whether they're doing high rocks, whether they're doing anything. People are so active and, you know, we're trying to grow that general aspect, you're doing fun, doing a fun sporting endeavor, which is what we do provide. So I can only see it growing. And hopefully next year we have 3 regional events this year. I'd love to see that grow to 4. I'd love to see that grow to 5 and just get as many people.
Then turn it into into Emirate as well. Then every Emirate having its own.
Exactly. Like something my company does. Now we have, we're going to have 7 events throughout the UAE this year. Obviously 4 are going to be tied with the University Games, but we're doing a local league where we're trying to entice people to attend multiple events, and there's prize money available in that as well. So it's trying to get people to, you know, train for these events as well, and, you know, just continue to try to be as healthy as possible.
No, I'm willing to bet, like, at least I'm willing to make this prediction right now. This is something I do every show, whenever we do episodes, is like, when something new comes up, it just takes a person doing it one time, and then they're going to be hooked to it. I will say that with confidence, whether it's going to be very tough or not, it's just that one attempt and they're going to be hooked for it.
100%. Sure. And that feeling when you get through the finish line, yeah. You know, it's
especially for something with like a competition like this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So if I may ask so far, I don't know if we mentioned this yet, is with now the lead up, obviously, of the time of recording, by the way, so by the time it releases in a few days, 4 weeks from today, or even like in the past, like in the lead up to the event, what have been some of your surprising positives that you've heard, like, in terms of reception? Like, were you expecting the university to be this keen towards it? Or was it just something you knew that was going to happen?
Good question. Listen, we're very passionate about what we do. The fact that we can provide a fun, you know, thrilling experience for so many people, it's quite cool coming to work and being able to do that. I would say a small bit surprised with the support from the Ministry of Sport. Not that we, you know, just like we are, we're a private company who's working with the University Games, and just to see their investment in trying to get as many people active, I think for a government to do that is incredible. You know, you don't see that.
That's agreed.
Like, you don't see that all over the world, guys. So for them to be willing to do that, I'd say it's probably been the biggest surprise. But then once you get that support and once you get that information out there, you'd be surprised at how receptive people are. And, you know, people always want to try new things. And so why not this?
What are the chances the Sheikh will compete as well?
Sheikh's a hell. He's a fit man. It wouldn't surprise me. We'd love to have him. I need to actually invite his team to the event. But it wouldn't surprise me, you know. Fair. It wouldn't surprise me.
That would be interesting. But like, how so? You laid out the foundation. We got loads of ideas right now about how can sponsors, universities, students, how can we promote this? Because I would love to promote this because this is something new. Okay, at least you're adding a new sport. Because, okay, I know I have to be like supportive of all sports, but it's not football, basketball. But yeah, of course, they're entertaining to watch. But like, I'm just like, there are other sports as well. It's quite interesting, individual ones, something like OCR. Or track and field, or high rocks even as well. So like, I just want to know, how can we get involved? How can he help you guys?
Remember, guys, links in the description, so please check them out.
Perfect. Let's say for sports coordinators, which I think I've shared with you already, we've a folder prepared to help with the transfer of information to the students.
Okay.
Imagery, all of that. That's we're working obviously in cahoots with the UAE University Games. So any way that we can, let's say, make it easier for you, we are. So that information is there. Just obviously send it out to your student population through the different forms, like obviously Instagram, emails. And as I said, anyway, I can make it easier on you guys, let me know. In terms of sponsors, it's probably something to discuss with the UAE University Games and that.
That's for a different conversation.
That's a different conversation. But again, just get involved. And then if people really like the sport, we have a number of community partners that we can put your university students in touch with, where they can, you know, go out to a gym and try a couple of different things if they really enjoy it. And those, they have smaller communities that are thriving, and they're nice to be a part of.
Solid.
I mean, I'm you're already getting 100 dirhams out of me. Like, I'll happily spend on it. The classic, not again.
Sorry,
Iverson. What is that?
No way. Things are falling apart. Okay. Now another question, I don't know, it might pop up. All right, so it's both endurance, there's obstacles. The endurance training is fine. I'm sure extremely accessible anywhere, parks, beaches, whatever it is. The obstacles is where loads of students or coaches might have a question. Okay, so how can we train? Of course, you have your basic movements of your core, strength, push, pulling, hinge, all that. But how do you replicate this, or how could they train this to do it in a performing their best way?
Okay, so obviously one aspect is hanging off different objects.
Yeah.
So sometimes obviously you don't have this equipment in universities. Going to our community partners. So okay. Be a Warrior is one, for example. That's ladies only, but they have a lot of this through their gym, where you could go down and take part in some of the...
Is there like a specific gym? Because what I've learned is, like, for example, Hyrox has now like workshop stations, gyms assigned, like types, like a mini kind of a replication of it. So is there anything in development for that, or just like the community events?
Oh no, like these gyms would have all...
Oh, like that, they're specialized,
they're specialized for this. Exactly. So it's not like where you go to Hyrox and it's essentially, you know, the different cardio equipment followed by wall balls followed by lunges. No, these guys, and Elite Fitness is another one, they have all the equipment that you would need
to prep yourself for the obstacle course.
Interesting. But have you partnered with any of the gyms? No, I don't.
We've partnered with about 8 or 9 different community gyms.
Okay. So I don't think universities can make an excuse at this point.
It's time for a field trip.
Outside the box question, how does Arabian Warrior stand out from the competitors? Because now I think there are loads of them over here. But what stands you guys out?
I would say what stands us out, what makes us stand out, is we're a local UAE business.
Okay.
You know, it was founded here. Mm-hmm. And because the founders are on the ground, you know, we're creating stuff with the UAE University and Games, with the Ministry of Sport. You know, we're creating a school championship, we're creating a university championship. We can make changes right there, right then, to suit the local population. Mm-hmm. Whereas there's other brands who come from different areas of the world, everything has to go through maybe head office in America or wherever.
Takes too long.
We can make changes right here, right then. And, you know, that's why we're growing so much at the minute, because we're listening to our community partners. We do professional events as well, and our community partners weren't happy with the professionals coming in where there's prize money available. So that's why we created a local league to cater for our local aspiring athletes, where they would have an opportunity to compete for prize money as well, rather than someone just flying in to take the money home.
So it's just like a UAE rooted game plan being put into effect.
Exactly. And we're growing. So we're here, we're in Saudi, there's talk of Oman, there's talk of Qatar, Bahrain. It's growing very rapidly, and it's a very exciting thing to be a part of currently.
Well, and more options for me when I travel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. So in the finale, I don't know if you can reveal this or whatever. So what does the winner get? Like, is it a cash prize?
I mean,
or
you
medal?
Can reveal to us and then we'll edit it out, of course.
Or bragging rights. So how does it go by?
That hasn't been 100% confirmed yet by the ministry. There was talks of benefit in kind for winners or for people who attend multiple events. That actually hasn't been finalized, but it has been in discussions. It's exciting, I have to say. The universities will be informed when something's going to happen.
And I think the winner will be determined on the grand finale.
Exactly.
Okay. Is that also like an open event, or is it like separately just for the university?
That will be an open event. But for that grand finale, there will be specific university heats.
Okay.
Those students will be allowed go at that time. So you'll be looking at
your
opponent eye to eye, and whoever's first home wins.
Every man.
That is a definite show up for.
This looks very promising. I'm not gonna lie, I was quite interested. I think a few months ago when we had a conversation, I was like, you know what, this looks not bad. I mean, at least a bit of endurance involved, so it's not too off. UAE Uni Games, please introduce new sports. Track and field.
If you need a cricket representative, right here.
Yeah, because I think after the first edition, as we discussed before, we want more sports. And I'm glad at least they introduced one sport instead of just sticking with the three sports, the three popular sports. But at least, OCR, I hope it does really well, and they're open and keen on introducing more individual sports as well, because most sports directors want other sports because they kind of realize, okay, they may not have the best teams, but when it comes to individual talent, they can showcase their individual fitness and whatnot. But we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. How optimistic are you from the scale of 1 to 10 about this?
I'm extremely optimistic. I guess I said, I just love the fact that they're providing opportunity for all and not just the elites. Okay. Or the elite, I should say.
The upper 1%.
The upper 1%. That's the thing I love about it. I've been involved in teams my whole life. And when you're doing something together with a group, even though it's individual, it's a really nice feeling when you get across the finish line. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people's faces full of happiness when they get over the finish line in a couple of weeks.
Agreed.
Time. If they want to practice beforehand, we have an event in Fujairah on October 25th. That's there for university students. There's a special university price for that because it's not part of
with the university ID card.
University games, but you guys are more than welcome to come down. We'd love to have you.
Perfect. I think that's more or less it.
The only thing I just want to say is, personally, this one of the biggest things this is also going to solve is it's going to get a lot more community involvement.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things about inter-university comps here now is it's slowly growing, understanding that, you need competition at a high level, but they also need high community involvement. So this is easily going to boost that tenfold.
Yeah.
And if anybody gives a reason why they don't want to do it, trust me, I will make sure that you guys will find a way to do it.
Oh, there is a stupid question. Is this broadcasted by any chance? I don't think so.
Is this being broadcasted? Not yet.
Not yet, because what I remember last edition, I think semi-final and final was broadcasted.
Oh, for the UAE University Games, there potentially will be actual broadcast for the grand finale, but it won't be for the regional.
Yeah, that's okay, just the grand finale. That's the one we want to
see. Perfect.
Perfect. So Tanura can sit there and watch.
Yeah.
I am munching on his food. Yeah, so.
I'll show up.
I'll show up.
I'll be there for all the days.
That's about it, right?
But I believe that's all the time we have for this recording.
Unless you want to say anything else.
You have anything else to say?
No, thank you very much for having me. Really love what you're doing, spreading the message out to your students. So again, thanks for having me on the show.
All right. And before we conclude, I always have to ask a very random question. It's a top three ranking.
Okay.
Are you a movie guy?
Oh yeah, I like movies, yes.
Okay. Give me your top three sports movies.
Ooh, okay.
I want to find
top three sports movies.
Can I just ask also, what is your sport of choice, for you personally?
I play Irish sports. So Gaelic football and hurling.
Where is Sean? Are you kidding me, man?
They are my top sports. All
right, so what are your top three sport movies?
Sport and movies. Remember the Titans would be up there.
Okay.
Brilliant movie. I know it's American football, but it's put together very well. So I watched recently was F1 with Brad Pitt.
Yes, come on.
Good movie, guys.
F1 is a sport. I will say anything.
But Sonny Hayes for life. It's okay. Yeah. My favorite F1 driver.
Very, very good. And then, John, obviously, listen, it's more of a comedy, but Happy Gilmore is an excellent movie.
Oh yes,
yeah.
That's a very unique one. Tanura, what's your top three sports?
My top three sports. Ooh, okay.
Movies.
Movies.
Movies,
Can I throw a TV show in there?
No chance. Movies is what we said.
You put him in tough spots.
Yeah. All right, movies. So top three, no particular order, has to be 42.
Okay.
42.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson.
Great movie.
42. Second one, of course, F1. That was...
Okay.
For the film, it was difficult to pull off. I loved it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the third one, as a cricket fan, I'm going to go a bit desi on this.
Okay.
Dhoni, The Untold Story.
Oh.
I'm sorry, cricket is my sport. I have to back it.
Fair enough.
How about you?
Oh, I've seen loads of them. I think number one is definitely Rocky. It's a classic. Fair. It's Rocky 1 is a very classic. The whole underdog cliches come from that movie itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rocky is one of them. Another one is, it's not a sport, but Whiplash is considered in top 10 of so many sports movies. It's a drummer movie, but it has
a coach and a student relationship. Many people do say music and dance are sports as well, so.
Whiplash could be one of them.
We'll put Whiplash in, all right.
What was the other one? There was There's so many movies, but these two are on top of my head.
On top.
I would not put F1 in top three, just like that.
Warrior came to my head.
Warrior, yes. There you go.
Warrior's brilliant.
Yeah, that's a brilliant. So yeah, those are the top three.
Those are top three.
So Rocky, Whiplash,
and Warrior.
Great movies.
Perfect.
But yeah, right. With that, Paul, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate you taking time off your extremely busy schedule. Yeah.
Paul's like, what's going on? Why am I here?
To everyone listening, thank you guys so much for joining in. Please make sure to check out Arabian Warrior, the UAE Uni Games. All the links are going to be in the description. Make sure to check them out. And of course, if you haven't yet, please like this video, share, subscribe, follow us on all channels. Remember, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, the one crazy one for me every single time. Make sure to check us out. And with that being said, thank you. And we will see you for the next episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. Thank you and have a great day ahead.